time once again for Speaking of Schools here on 97.9 The Hill, and it is our monthly teacher feature as we check in with some of the educators around the Chapel Hill and Carrboro City Schools District. Of course, the folks who are in the classrooms teaching the curriculum are incredibly important too, but so are mentors and tutors and those who work with the students one-on-one beyond just your traditional teachers. And we're going to learn a little bit more about a program that does just that today. Joining me on the call are Lori Clark and Samoy Stout. Lori is the coordinator for student leadership and engagement with the Blue Ribbon Mentorship Program at CHCCS. Lori, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you so much for having us.
And also with us, Samoy Stout, who is a Blue Ribbon alum and a current college student and Blue Ribbon mentor. Samoy, thanks so much for taking the time.
I appreciate you having me here. Thank you.
Of course, of course. So, Lori, let's start with you. For folks who have not heard before what the Blue Ribbon program is about and what it does, can you tell us what it means and what the goals are when it comes to the big picture, but also what the kind of day-to-day operations and roles of the Blue Ribbon program and its mentors are in our local school district?
Yes, absolutely. So the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program was designed to help students of color reach their full potential. And we do that in a number of ways. But mentors are the heartbeat of our program. And so if we don't have community volunteers, we can't match our scholars. And so the program focuses on enrichment, engagement, empowerment. We focus a lot on student voice and advocacy, civic engagement. And we do that in a number of ways, not just mentoring, but through academic support, through cultural enrichment, through scholarship. So it's a wraparound program. And I am glad to say that it's also holistic in that we're looking at the social and emotional needs of our scholars, as well as the academic support and achievement that we can help them in reaching their full potential.
Yeah, we know that there's a lot of need, a lot of demand locally for that. And Samoy, can you share a little bit about how the program helped you? What stood out to you when you were a student in the program, and how helpful was that getting you where you are today in higher education?
Yeah, I had been in the program ever since the fourth grade. That's usually when we start picking up kids to acquire mentors. And I happened to be matched up with someone who is still my mentor today, Nick Pitts. He's a phenomenal mentor. He helped build my car and like just showed me a whole lot of like enrichment opportunities for like doing mechanical work and biking and all that, just to like show me like different things. And overall, the whole entire program really taught me a lot about like my personal leadership skills and the ability to just do whatever I wanted to do. So one specific program component that really, I think, brought out the whole entire concept of what Blue Ribbon really is supposed to be is when we went to Italy. Blue Ribbon had like started a little, program fundraising opportunity for us to be able to go to Italy and facilitate being on the trip. And start to finish, from starting the fundraising to actually going to Italy and being there and experiencing that journey, it really put together all the components of like wanting to do well in school and also like facilitating understanding how to fundraise and how to like motivate and how to basically just accomplish a goal. I think all of those principles are things that we try to teach students and scholars, and it kind of taught me the value of those skills. So on a basic note, that trip and everything that it took to get on that trip really helped to like supplement everything that I had learned within the Blue Ribbon program. But there was also like a whole lot of other things, like the Minority Student Achievement Network, MSAN for short, the Youth Leadership Institute that Blue Ribbon has as like a separate high school component. Those other like programs that were within that helped to also build leadership and advocacy skills that I think has also developed me into the person that I am today. And I think they are all beneficial and all very worthwhile.
We're speaking with Samoy Stout, who you were just hearing there, as well as Lori Clark with the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. Their website is chccs.org/BRMA. And Samoy, I mean, just hearing you speak, it is inspiring to hear how much this program meant to you. How did your work in that program, BetterHelp, set you up with now working with the district in this way and with the equity team to help, you know, the program continue to grow, continue to develop, and continue to help those students?
So I think a lot of what I had learned in Blue Ribbon helped prepare me for what I'm seeing, and not only just working with Chapel Hill Carver City Schools, but in the general workforce. So the leadership skills that they teach you, the academic support that they do offer, as well as the other things that helped along the way, like SAT prep and also ACT prep, and just the service learning opportunities, all those components really help to strengthen, I think, the productivity that I'm able to do on a daily basis, and also like putting the pieces together for what I think my personal success story looks like. So all of the things that we had done within Blue Ribbon helped to really put together all the puzzle pieces in my mind for like what I wanted to do in life and how I wanted to succeed as a student. And those same values just happen to carry over into working with the students now. So I think as a goal of mine, it's very integral for me to also instill those values in the kids that we work with now, so that they also have the ability to seize the opportunities that are presented to them if they so choose. And within any type of area, whether it be academic, professional, even social, just the ability to have those values instilled in you as a student, and even as a mentor or a mentee, help to develop those characteristics so that you as a student are able to go off into the world and feel confident about your abilities, which is something that I think a lot of students, especially in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District, are lacking in regards to like the students of color and being prioritized for those types of teachings. So that's really like my focal point, is making sure that they understand that they have that ability, and that all that they have to do is be able to coalesce it into one general form and act on it. So that's really my, I guess, motivation and drive within this.
Absolutely. And I'm sure that is the same for many, many people within the program. And we know that it is incredibly important to do. Lori, I do want to turn back to you kind of along the lines of helping these scholars and students of color and addressing the achievement gap. We know for many, many years, that is a big part of the CHCCS district, kind of the tough part that comes along with all of the great parts and the benefits. And addressing that achievement gap has been the district's goal for a long time. Can you speak from your perspective as kind of a leader in the program, how it aims with this mentorship work to really help these students get paired with educators to, as Samoy put it, kind of accomplish a goal and help build up that confidence?
Absolutely. Blue Ribbon is definitely a phenomenal program, and the resources and support that we provide really help students see themselves beyond Chapel Hill. And so I believe that the mentoring component, along with the academic support, but more importantly, the enrichment that we provide for our scholars is very important. And so we provide opportunities, as Samoy mentioned, for service learning, so they can get a sense of what providing service is on a local level, but also they're building skills of empathy and compassion. And then each year we provide opportunities for them to participate in an alternative spring break. That provides them with the opportunity to go outside of North Carolina to provide service in other areas. We tend to alternate between an urban and rural environment, so they can have an understanding of what service is like in different environments. We provide college tours. And then, of course, we have fun. But for our scholars, it's all about the opportunity and the enrichment. And so you just can't think of academics alone, when you think about the achievement and opportunity gap, you have to think about the other opportunities and resources that can support a student in their journey to thinking that I can achieve something great. And I see, I can see myself outside of Chapel Hill. So Blue Ribbon does a great job of the enrichment and the exposure for our scholars so they can reach their potential, whether that's college, career, or just their civic engagement and life journey.
Absolutely. And Samoy talked a little bit about kind of his motivation and his drive. When you hear the great stories like Samoy from Blue Ribbon alums, or you talk with students who are currently going through the mentorship program, what stands out and what drives you, Lori, helping kind of lead this effort?
Well, I'm definitely proud of Samoy and his accomplishments. He was an outstanding scholar in our program and took full advantage of all the programs and enrichment and exposure. So what drives me about this program is not only my commitment to it, but just seeing the students come into their own to realize they have the talents, they have the skills, that they can see themselves on a campus like UNC or Duke. I once had a student say to me when she was going through the district, she didn't think that she was really smart, but when she was admitted to Duke and was on campus, she was just as smart, if not smarter, as all the other students. So, you know, just really building, you know, blocks of, you know, you can be great, you are great, and you can achieve any and everything that you desire to do. And so I'm so grateful to be a part of this program because, you know, I've seen, you know, scholars like Samoy do some incredible things. And based on the alternative spring break programs, when we did international trips, you know, we went to Ghana and one of our scholars, we did a service learning project at an AIDS clinic. And from that project, one of our scholars decided that she wanted to go into nursing. But, you know, it's all about the exposure and the enrichment. And again, I really like planting the seeds that you can be any and everything that you desire to be.
Once again, we're speaking with Lori Clark and Samoy Stout with the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. We only have a few moments left. So Lori, I want to finish with this question. The program's been around for close to 30 years. I'm sure it has developed so, so much since it got started. What in your mind is the vision for the next decade and beyond for what this program can do and how it can continue to grow?
Well, our goals pretty much remain the same, and that is to serve our scholars in the program and to help them embrace their talents and to encourage them to think outside of the box, try different and new ideas. When we nominate our scholars, we're looking for scholars that are, you know, really pretty average. You know, there are a number of programs that support students that may be low achieving or high achieving. And it's very easy for students in our school district that are just like middle of the road to get lost in the shuffle because, you know, we know that they can do well. And so we identify those scholars and we just provide, know that I've talked a lot about resources and enrichment, but that's what we do. And I think that that makes the difference. I mean, we've been on trips where students have not had an opportunity like other students to go outside of Chapel Hill and see different things. And so that is very rewarding for me, whether it's a college trip, an alternative spring break, or an international trip, that students can say, you know, I have an opportunity to explore different parts of the world or to be engaged in service, but really to develop my leadership skills so I can make a difference in my community and I can be all the things that I dream that I can be.
Some pretty incredible stories, and we know incredibly important and powerful work being done. If you want to learn more, if you want to support them, again, the website chccs.org/BRMA, the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. Thank you again to Lori Clark and Samoy Stout for joining us on Speaking of Schools to share some of the great news and great work that you guys are doing. Thank you both again for your time.
Thank you so much for having us. I appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you again, and we're always looking for mentors. So go to our website and obtain additional information. Thank you so much.